with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Hey, welcome back. You're with the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Filling in for his buddy Jop. Barbecue Bob is here along with our buddy Chaz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Conrad. We were going to be talking about, wild caught. We're talking about hard water fishing, and it just makes me think of this thing I just got involved with, and it's called Wild Alaska. And they literally wild catch fish, flash freeze it, and ship it to you. You don't like order one out of the ocean, you know? They're just
I like that one.
Yeah, it's like down lobster tank.
No, not that one. That one
at D&W, the lobster right. tank. I want that one there.
But it's they hooked me. I'm not making a joke, but they hooked me. I saw their promo on Facebook, and it's all this. I went to Alaska to fish, and I loved it. My wife's good friend from high school lives up there. She has a fishing lodge, and we have not gone as a couple, which is criminal. You know, well, they sold the lodge, but I mean, if you've never experienced Alaska, you really need to sometime in your life before Trump sells it.
Oh, he's not selling. He's buying.
To buy Greenland. He needs the money to buy Greenland.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to give it to Vlad.
He had another Riviera out there.
Oh, it is such. I mean, have you been to Alaska, Chaz?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've got a good friend, Jimmy Comstock. He moved up there when the recession hit and uh-huh. lost his job in Grand Rapids. He found a job in the oil industry as a project manager and moved up there. Now he's got a beautiful cabin out in Denali.
Oh.
And
Mount McKinley?
Close. He can see it. And so he gets out that way.
So there is a town called Denali?
There is an area called Denali.
Oh.
It's okay. Right off the edge of the big national park.
So that's where Mount McKinley is?
Yeah.
It's still Mount McKinley. It's not going to be.
But you got to talk in Alaska size terms.
Oh.
You know,
it's bigger than Texas, which is bigger than most countries.
Yeah, like their counties are the size of most states. In the U.S.
Really?
So it's big, and it's kind of like our friends in the UP when they talk about a short drive, it's 2 hours. Their short drive is 3 hours up there.
Yeah.
And, it's nothing just to run over there for dinner.
Right.
And sometimes you got to take a plane, but we've had some wonderful times fishing up there.
There's that's actually an aspect of Alaska that most people don't appreciate. There is a huge aviation industry up there. I mean, I'd say a very good percentage of the people up there have pilot's licenses because you learn how to. I was with my pilot buddy yesterday, and he just is building a brand new float plane. And I never landed on water. I know how to do it. I used to fly, and I know how to do it. I know what kills people. And it's like if you're gonna actually do a float plane, you want to really get some serious training because people end up getting hurt.
But they don't have as many roads up there, and some of their roads are
not impressive. It's not a road.
Yeah,
it's a trail.
You need our big trucks just to.
Well, my point is when you're fishing in Alaska. There's a couple of places in particular that people might want to go. Valdez is one of them, and that's where the Exxon Valdez sank, or got punctured anyway, leaked. That has a bunch of rockfish,
mm-hmm.
and Conrad, those fish are like what you used to see on Popeye and these old cartoons where they had these graphic fish with these big lips.
Yeah.
One's called the mother-in-law fish. It looks like that. It has the big lips. It's the most hideous looking fish you ever saw, but it's called a rock fish. And they look crazy, but you won't even bother with halibut when you start eating those.
Yeah.
They're just that good.
Oh. Well, it goes with my theory of the colder the water, the better the fish.
That's why perch are always so good.
Oh, I love all of my fish in the winter.
Right.
And, you know, summer fishing's just the fun of hearing the real rip.
Right.
In the winter, we're eating.
You're talking me into it, Chaz.
We're going to go out and cut a hole, man.
I think I need to go up and see Greg Moshiri and drill some holes.
Well, if you want to catch fish, come with me.
Well, maybe I'll bring you up to his place.
Well, we can bring the Army up as soon as these world competition's over.
So what I started off this bunny trail with was I've joined this thing called Wild Caught Alaska. And basically, for a couple hundred bucks a month, they'll ship you a box of flash frozen. You pick your choice of what type of fish you want from Alaska. And I got my first box. And it was halibut, prawns. Just, it's gorgeous. I'm so excited. I'm like, can't wait till I can plan the meal to start cooking that.
You get any of those crabs that you see on Deadliest Catch?
No. Well, I don't know. This is just my first attempt at it, but it's called Wild Caught Alaska. I'd kind of like to have their chef on the show. She's just adorable. But this girl will teach you a lot about cooking fish.
If she's adorable, I'd like to have her on the show, too.
So big prawns? Pretty big prawns?
Oh, my gosh. They're like lobster.
Oh.
They're beautiful.
Wow.
You like those?
Love them.
Do you?
Yeah.
You put them for a quick sear on the
180 grill? A month, you can get them.
Sure. Here you go. What about?
And they ship them to you. I mean, that's
so
a
it's
nice
like
part.
Amazon. It's right on your
it,
porch.
It is. It is, and they keep you updated with emails. My daughter called me and said, the UPS lady dropped off your box at my house because the UPS lady comes to both of us, and my daughter just lives a mile down the road. But my driveway is like 900 feet, and it's uphill if you're coming, downhill if you're going. And both can be tricky right now with the ice. And the UPS lady is like, nah, you can get your box at your daughter's house. Anyway.
Yeah, my mom has a similar deal with the mail lady at my brother's house.
So, yeah.
They deliver to one
yeah,
house.
Yeah, sure. So, Wild Caught Michigan, Chaz. So, I can do Wild Caught Alaska, but Wild Caught Michigan is even easier.
I'll tell you, the crappie bite is really starting to hit on now, and we're excited about it. We got the Worlds coming up here in another week.
And what's that called?
The World Championships of Ice Fishing. It is condoned by FIPSID, which is the Freshwater Association for the World of
FIPSID?
Ice.
FIPSID? That's harder to say than network.
Well, it's not even in English, so I couldn't even spell it out for you. It's based in Rome, but it covers all the freshwater fishing sports, whether you're talking fly fishing,
so there's a lot of ice fishing in Rome? Is that the deal?
No, we kind of got spun in with them because we're freshwater. And the officials that are coming over to preside over the competition are from Rome, and I'll be working with them starting Monday.
Huh.
I got a meeting with them about the scoring that we're going to do because this is a catch-and-release tournament.
Oh.
That's how we get to do
it. Takes all the fun out of it.
Well, not really, Bob, because Michigan has a limit of 25 fish, and the international competition is all the fish you can keep inside of 3 hours.
See, I never got into the catch and release fishing thing. That's why bass fishermen kind of blow my mind because, like, you're going to go through all that work and then you're not going to get to eat it. It's, to me, that what do you think, Conrad? Do you fish at all?
I do, but, you know.
You'd release them because you're such a sweet guy?
That's it. Nice talking to you there, Fishy. But, again, having the world championship in Grand Rapids is a mind blower, Chaz.
Yeah, it's a huge deal for us, and to get around the Michigan 25 fish limit, what we're going to do is when an angler gets about 20 in his bucket, we're going to swap buckets with him and weigh those fish, put those fish back down the hole so we can stay within the limit, and just keep weighing all the fish they catch.
And is there a type
hours.
Of fish that you have to catch to make it legit?
Anything but like the game trophy fish, like bass and pike and walleye are out. But bluegills, crappies, sunnies,
perch,
all those are in.
Basically, that's about the five fish you're going to run into the volume on.
Oh, anyway. We get into we got some gobies last week.
Okay, so let's say
weekend.
You had some bluegills. This is a food show, by the way.
Yeah.
So let's say you got some bluegill. How you gonna cook it?
Well, first I'm going to grab the knife and I'm going to fillet it off and skin it, so I have just pure flesh.
Uh huh.
and
isn't that the
bones are gone.
Yeah.
And then it makes a lot less mess cleaning them as well.
Yum.
Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix up a little bit of a dry rub.
All right, we're a little backed up on time, boys. This is your producer, Conrad. Again, thanks to our pal, Chance Thompson, coming in, hanging with us today, and doing such a great job. That's our final segment here on The Grilling Guys. Go to thegrillingguys.com, find out more information, and create yourself a little bit of that grill envy.
We'll see ya.